Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
So, how was your weekend?
Not too shabby.
But not nearly long enough.
Oh, I love a Monday.
Don't you?
Don't you?
No. There must be something wrong with you.
Hey, man. There's nothing wrong with us.
There is something wrong with us.
We're happy to be here. It's a brand new day.
Since it is Monday, we'll start, as always, with show and tell.
Okay, it is time to start our show.
6:01, it's the Mike and Carla Morning Show along with our producer, Morning. Monday morning, back from Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Man, it was great.
It was fabulous.
It sure was fabulous. Man. A lot of listeners from Chicago.
Had a good time. The weather was awesome.
It sure was.
Learned so much at radio school.
Yes. Did we? Yes, we did.
We're going to apply starting today.
Yes, that's right. Starting right now.
Right now, people. And the other big news, if you're driving to work this morning, please be careful because those school zones are in effect. It's back to school for a lot of the Clark County school district.
Yeah, students, of course, teachers. Do be careful, though, because, man, those tickets are high.
Mm-hmm.
They are high, so don't get stopped in there. You'll lose an arm, you'll lose a leg paying for it.
And the Metro's going to be out there looking for you, too.
Yeah. I have to tell you today, so two things. It's Vinyl Record Day and National Sewing Machine Day. And there are kids out there going, I don't even know what you're talking about. What's a sewing machine?
Vinyl Day.
Yeah, Vinyl Record Day, man. I know.
So if you have some vinyl, have a turntable, yank it out, and put it on.
Oh, snap, crackle, and pop that stuff because it sounds so cool.
Really does.
I know.
Sunshine today, high 102, 105 the high tomorrow. Should be nice. Only about 74 outside this morning. Very nice. Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Oh, my achy, breaky heart. Another Hollywood divorce.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
All right, more on that and other stuff in entertainment news after Queen.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Ah, this tasty goodness brought to you by Universal Solar this morning. Miley Cyrus, Liam Hemsworth, Splitsville.
What?
10 years together, but just married for 8 months. 8 months.
So what happened in the last 8 months that hadn't happened in the last 10 years?
They got married.
Oh.
That's what happened. That's what happened.
That little piece of paper.
Something we need to discuss today. Everybody can tell me I'm crazy, but that's a huge fear of mine. That piece of paper changes things. Miley's rep said they've decided this is what's best. While they both focus on themselves, their careers, all of that stuff. And people who know them say it's not shocking. It really isn't. Mm-hmm. They say that they're just different people. They really are. You know, they've been together for a long time, but they're just different people. And they've always had a lot of issues, so not surprising to them.
What? It came out, a couple weeks ago that he wasn't fond of her party?
Yeah, and her Instagram posts and things like that. But again, it's like, you didn't know? You didn't know that?
Been together that long.
Yeah, it seems like she was worse then than she is now.
Have an idea what you're getting into.
I know. No more Billy Ray Cyrus for your father-in-law, Liam. Wow. Taylor Swift, the Teen Choice Awards were on last night. She received the Icon Award, which is so amazing to me. She's 30. Got the Icon Award. Other winners included, of course, Avengers Endgame, Aladdin, Riverdale, the Jonas Brothers, and, of course, Old Town Road. Aerosmith. Yeah,
yay!
I know. Aerosmith performing in Maryland. Steven Tyler took a header, went right down.
Oh, boy.
He was singing Walk This Way, and he just kept singing it on his back. No joke.
Seriously.
Yeah, seriously.
I saw some of the pics. What a trooper.
Oh, no kidding. Well, it's Steven Tyler, so I wouldn't expect anything less. And Caitlyn Jenner wished her daughter Kylie a happy 22nd birthday Saturday by accidentally posting a picture of her sister Kendall.
Oops.
No joke. Captioned the picture. Life was so simple back then.
Yeah.
But it is so good today. Happy birthday to my little baby, Kylie. It's Kendall.
You can't tell us apart.
Oh, oh man, that's
you
so
know what?
Sad.
A lot of moms and dads listening this morning.
Yeah.
It's almost like when they would get mad and call you out of order or didn't know your name. Or
right, exactly.
You're always last in line.
In all fairness to Caitlin, they don't look this at all like they used to.
No.
So I don't know which one's which.
So how would you know
Happy birthday, KJ.
Perfect. You could win an Alaskan cruise for two during the 96 days of summer. Got details coming up soon on that. And your first chance to guess, 7 o'clock hour, next hour. Now, if you want to see the picture and we reveal another piece of the puzzle today, a little bit later on this morning, just go to our website where all the information is right there on the 96 days of summer at 96.3kklz.com. First day of school for a lot of the kids.
Yes, it is. Poor things. And let's not forget those teachers as well.
Yes.
Boo. Boo.
Don't boo the teachers.
No, boo for them.
Oh,
no.
I see. Yeah.
No,
Your summer's over.
How is that?
I don't know.
How are you guys back to school already? Didn't you just get home and take your pants off for the summer?
Just relax.
Others, your bra off for the summer, and now you have to put it back on and, God, and you spent all last week probably getting your classroom ready.
That's all the supplies
fun.
Together.
Yeah,
and
yeah, I had to get all the protractors out.
Just be careful. Again, as we said before, driving through those school zones, they're going to be lit up.
Oh, and don't think Old Lady Ray is not in the street. I have a school down the way from me, and people just speed past there. And I know I'm crazy sometimes, but I am the one who will follow you, and I'll pretend I'm a cop. I told you that story once. I'll pretend I'm the cop. So don't be speeding. I don't have kids, and I take
my
foot off.
You flash the lights on and off behind them and stuff like that?
I do that, and I'll take a picture. I had one guy get out one day at a stop. He got out and said, "Why'd you take my picture?" I said, "Because you were speeding." So, who are you? It's like, you don't need to know. I mean, I rolled up my window. Go! Green light, go! He was just zipping through.
Well, just be careful.
Yeah, Old Lady Ray will get you, man.
Here you go. First chance to win, Skinnerd. A pair of tickets to see their Leonard Skinner's farewell tour. That's happening over at T-Mobile Arena. It's coming up this weekend already. Wow.
I know.
Friday night, if you can go, then you have a chance to win.
Jeez.
Ninth caller, 702-739-9636. Dial it up right now. Chance to win tickets for Leonard Skinnerd. It's Brian Adams in Heaven.
Hey, wake up!
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Gets me going in the morning.
Wakes me up the right way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, you had mentioned the breakup of Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah. Yes.
They had been together 10 years.
10 years. Got married 8 months ago.
And finally called it quits.
Yes. Because they got married.
That's what you claim. You've always said this.
I have this thing, and you guys can all call me out on it. I truly believe when you get married, it changes things. When you sign that piece of paper, it changes things. I'm not saying it's always bad. It just changes things. And I think that when you get married, you become a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
You're just a little bit different.
Now, for the record, Carla has never been married.
No, I've never been married. I've never wanted to get married. It wasn't that little girl that said, "Oh, my God, I just never wanted to get married." I don't know. I didn't. And
now, I had to call Jody and ask her. I felt bad. I said, "How long were we together before we decided to get married?"
Yeah.
And it was 8 years.
Right.
And we had no intention of getting married, nor did either one of us want to get married.
Right.
But with the grandson.
Uh-huh.
Here's my thinking. When we had the grandson, I wanted him to know her as a grandparent, not Papa's girlfriend.
Right.
And so we made the decision, let's get married.
Right.
And I'm the happiest I've ever been, and you know that.
I know that.
She's a great woman.
But see, even that, then I would say, well, that's not blood, right? So why would it matter?
Well,
when people say we're going to get married because we want to have kids, again, we live in a day and age, that doesn't matter. But if you're more traditional, and you are more traditional,
you come
from a more traditional background.
Right.
And listen, I come from parents who were married till the day they died, 64 years.
An incredible marriage.
Yeah. And I just never, I don't know, I never wanted it. I'm wondering if there are people out there who have been together for a long period of time and never married.
Or
if you know someone.
And why they?
Yeah.
Have never married.
Why? Exactly. Because I do. I believe it changes things. And that's my thing. I'm not saying that's right or wrong. That's what I've seen.
So this morning we're looking for the couple who's been together the longest.
Yeah.
And have decided not to get married.
Right.
And they can tell us why.
Yeah, why?
All right.
Why?
Dial it up. 702-739-9636. If you fall into this category, we want to talk to you this morning. After 10 years of being together, Miley and Liam, well, they tie the knot, and 8 months later, they're gone.
They're done.
We wanted to find that couple that's been together the longest without signing the piece of paper.
Right.
Find out why.
Yeah, this is interesting. Brittany says, we have been together for 11 years. We both kind of believe that marriage is nothing more than a legal binding between two people. And if you don't have to cover the legal side, why get married? Doesn't mean we love each other less and we're both hopeless romantics. So it's not something we feel we need to do. It is interesting. Now, others have written in, and Dalton says, been with the most perfect woman ever. Been married 3 times, but she told me, just buy me a ring because I'm too old to get married. I'll just call you my husband no matter what.
We have friends like that, too, that were doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So but you're been, not, but they go, well,
matter?
We are.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they said we've been together 5 years and counting, no marriage in sight, even though everybody thinks we should get married, but that's not our thing. Another listener, Lori, said we just celebrated 30 years together.
Wow.
Yep, our son is 24. Why fix what is not broken?
Good for them.
Yeah.
Jimmy, tell Carla how long you've been together.
We've been together 21 years.
Oh, wow.
And why have you not decided to sign that piece of paper?
Really, my Carla never really wanted to get married, but she's married to her husband still. So we couldn't get married even if we wanted to.
Oh, well, was she married somewhere else?
Yeah, in Fargo, North Dakota.
Oh, not in another country. Oh, okay.
No.
So why have they not divorced?
I have no idea. I think she's waiting for his benefits.
Nice.
Okay, well, then maybe I get that. Yeah. but he must be okay with them not divorcing.
Yeah.
Well, look at that, Carla. He has the best of both worlds. I'd love to marry you, but you're already married.
Yeah, hello. I would have, but ta-da.
Jimmy, have a great day. Thanks a lot for the call.
You guys, too. Thank you so much.
See, sometimes it works out better that way as opposed to the other way.
All right.
Def Leppard. White wedding. You don't need one.
No, you don't need one. Not according to a lot of our listeners. Man, we have a lot of them. They've been married a long time. Mike, I got a few more.
There was one in your girls' night out group.
In my girls' night out group. She has been with the same person for 37 years. They have a daughter who was also with her. Grandkids. And she says it works.
Mm-hmm.
It just works that way. You know, I think as we get older, now as I get older, I'll probably want to marry someone, you know, so they can tend to my needs.
Yeah.
As, you know, when I die, so I can get in my house.
I'm just marrying you so when I die.
Yes, that's right. I want you to be able to get in my house and all that.
You can take care of everything.
I think it makes sense as you are older, perhaps, right. You know what I mean? But, man, nothing lasts forever, and it just costs you every time you divorce.
Because if something does happen to you.
Yes, yeah.
And they show up, are you family? Well.
Right.
Yes and no.
Right.
Are you his or her wife?
Right. That's I got to go see Judah. I got to write up all the paperwork.
Sunshine today going to be nice today and tomorrow. High in the low 100s, about 74 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know. Do that here in a couple of minutes.
If you live anywhere near the University of Wisconsin, good luck to you.
All right. We'll find out more about that and other stories. A few things we think you should know after Eddie Grant.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Just a reminder, if you're in Massachusetts, the town of Wellesley has a street called Old Town Road. They say they'd appreciate it if you would stop stealing the signs. They have to replace them now every few days because people are just ripping them off.
Anytime there's a situation like that, that always happens.
Yeah, I know. So sad. They cost a lot of money. I found that out after I used to steal Memory Lane up in Reno. But anyhow, I know. I'm just a common hoodlum. I've got good news and bad news. Which do you guys want to hear
first? Let's go to the good news first.
Well, Well, you're wrong, Mike. According to a survey, most people would rather hear bad news first.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah. 57, almost 60% actually say they want to hear the bad news first, then the good news. It kind of tempers things when you do that.
Balances everything out.
Yes, exactly. Honey, I want a divorce.
That's the bad news?
But we had a prenup, so you're okay. Yeah, women much more want to hear the bad news first, which is interesting. Yeah, yeah. About 63% of women say they want the bad news first, and then
I'm going to go home today and try that on
Jody.
Yeah,
see how that works out. Yeah,
honey.
Yeah,
I want the bad news or the good news?
They say, like in a business situation, to generally start out with something positive,
right?
Yeah, now before going right to the bad. Well, the annual list of college rankings have been released, and the University of Wisconsin in Madison is ranked the top beer drinking school in the country. So,
are we shocked?
Shocked? Not really. No.
It's Wisconsin.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they do there. Maybe their next commencement, they can get Brett Kavanaugh to come speak there. There you go. Chief Justice Kavanaugh, come here. Dude.
An honorary degree or something.
That's right. Shotgun.
Where's Tank and Doc and
yes,
Skippy
exactly. and Flounder and
didn't
Otter.
He have nicknames for all the buddies?
Yes, that's right. That's right. Right. It is Monday. Few things you should know.
All right. Mike and Carla's end of summer bash.
Yes.
Which is coming up, just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's just a few weeks.
It's
going to
be September 7th, downtown Las Vegas Event Center. The biggest 80s party ever.
Yep.
We do have more tickets to give away.
Excellent.
And if you want a chance to win, 8:40, we'll have that chance for you to win. Boy, flock of seagulls.
Oh, my God.
Motels. Yeah. Wow, wow, wow.
There are going to be a ton of people on this bill. Tommy Two Tone, the Tubes.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great.
The list goes on.
Persons.
So it's going to be a big 80s party, and we have those tickets to give away in the 8 o'clock hour. If you want to see the entire list and get all the information about Mike and Carla's second annual End of Summer Bash, presented by Finley Toyota, it's on our website. Just go to 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine today, going to be nice. High and low 100s today, tomorrow, 74, 75 outside now. Boy, I thought I was bad and picky about having people over to my house.
Oh, my
God. I'm sorry.
Gosh.
I'm sorry. Jody.
Yeah.
Jody, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Our house.
Oh.
But listen to this text that we got from this woman whose husband has gone to another level.
Oh, my God. Hey, guys. My husband's a little bit paranoid. I wanted to share this with you. We're going to have a big backyard party to kind of wrap up summer.
Mm-hmm.
Invite all of our neighbors.
Yeah.
We have a beautiful yard.
Perfect.
And love the idea of just getting to know some of the neighbors we don't know. Here's the problem. My husband said there's no way he wants people roaming through the house to use the bathroom. Apparently, in their house, both bathrooms are on the second floor. Not sure what he thinks they might do in the bathroom.
Well, first of all, let me stop you right there.
Yeah.
Getting to know the neighbors. So
yes,
it's not like he knows them.
Right. Some of them they don't know.
Okay, so I get it so far. He's a little paranoid.
Well, Mike, she says he had the brilliant idea of asking his buddy who owns a construction company to drop off a porta potty.
Brilliant.
I said, honey, we have this beautiful home. We're so proud of it. You want the neighbors to come over, share in a beautiful day, and then use a plastic hut that is in front of our house.
Well, we should, you know what? We should reach out to this woman. Or is it one of those real nice ones?
Real nice.
You know, with
the handicapped ones?
It's still
like three people in it?
It's still a hole with poop. I can't even.
That's a great way to make sure no one ever comes over again.
Oh, and maybe that's what he wants to do. Okay. All right, we're going to have a party. This is going to be the last one ever have. I
understand at the beginning what he's paranoid about, but I don't know if I could go that far.
It was great. Their bathrooms were locked, though. We had to go outside to a porta potty.
There's a line.
We had to use a poopy hut out in the. Oh, my God.
All right.
God.
How many people listening this morning think that this is going a little too far?
I mean, would you
agree with this?
Would you even go over if that was the case?
7-0-2.
I know.
If I was in the neighborhood, I'd just like, I'll go across the street. I'll be right back.
Yeah, and if I'm telling you right now, if they have a pool, well, guess what? Oh, my gosh.
702-739-9636. How many people listening this morning think this is going a little overboard? Like you said, it's the end of summer, little get-together, want to know the neighbors, let's have them over.
Man.
But when it comes to going to the bathroom, honey, I've set up a porta potty outside. They can use that.
Got to pay to get into it. No, it's free. It's free.
702-739-9636. Wow. I salute that guy for even having the balls to do it. It's a journey. Don't stop believing. The 96 days of summer. Right now, caller number 9, 702-739-9636. Take a shot. Make an official guest to win that Alaskan luxury cruise from Scenic Brewing Company and KKLZ. Got to be 25 years of age or older. So good luck. Ninth caller, 702-739-9636. Good luck. You could win an Alaskan cruise for two during the 96 days of summer. Details coming up soon from Scenic Brewing Company. In fact, I believe we have Amy on the phone who's going to take a shot at winning that seven-day cruise. We'll get her guests here in just a couple of minutes. Plus, some entertainment news. Carla has her next take on some entertainment news coming up here in a few.
I'm going to tell you what now Las Vegas local Lady Gaga is doing to help the people in Dayton and El Paso.
All right, more on that and other stories after Aerosmith, Sweet Emotion.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, John Mayer sent a text to Chris Stapleton asking if he was interested in performing with him at his concert this last Thursday in Nashville. So Chris said, yeah, I am. I'd like to. But I'd like to write a new song with you. You know, I mean, how long could that take? They did it. On Wednesday, they wrote a song called I Just Remembered That I Didn't Care. It's kind of a cool song. And on Thursday, they did it live. So there you go. Yes.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. I actually like them both. I know.
That's how they do it, huh?
Yeah, it is. That is how they roll, man. Janet Jackson. A lot of people, I just went to see her, did the girls' night out.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all wondering. It's like, she's got to have a nanny, right? She's got to have a nanny. There's no way Janet Jackson doesn't have a nanny. Well, she doesn't. She said, it's really hard being a working mother, but I do not have a nanny. She said, I do all of it myself. When I'm working, I have someone watch, you know, obviously, babysit. But she said, it's my baby and me, and it gives me more time to bond with my son by not having a nanny. Man, I got news, Janet. I'd have a nanny if I had the choice. But, you know, so no nanny for Janet. I'm sure she can probably get, you know, Tito to babysit for like 10 bucks an hour.
One of the uncles.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, man. And Lady Gaga, this is so cool, donating money to help fund classrooms in Dayton, El Paso, and Gilroy, California. That is the site of those three recent mass shootings. Lana Del Rey, another artist, donating all proceeds from her new song to survivors of the shooting. So very cool. Lady Gaga, of course, a bit of a resident here now in Las Vegas. That is my take for now.
What does it sound like when 1,000 musicians from all over the world gather in one place and perform a song? Well, it happened last month in Germany, and they performed a song from Rage Against the Machine. It's called Killing in the Name Of. And this is what it did. Just a bunch of musicians.
They
were playing everything.
Yeah.
So this is how it sounded. Listen to this. I guess you just showed up with whatever you played.
Yeah.
You knew the song, and then they started, and that's what they ended up with.
I like this one, too, because they actually have saxophones and trumpets and horns. All the other ones never had it.
This sounds really good, too. Yeah.
And with the kids singing and... Yeah.
I was totally be involved in that one.
Such a good song.
Oh, I'll do the triangle. I don't care. And I'll sing.
Kazoos.
Right on.
Well, that's what it sounded like. It's Queen right now.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They crack me up. It keeps me up to date.
Great music. All the other stations in the morning are pretty lame.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
We are so looking forward to our second annual End of Summer Bash. It's the Live 80s Tour, downtown Las Vegas Event Center, presented by Finlay Toyota. You know, they'll do anything to sell you a car. It's going to be on Saturday night, September 7th. And a list of 80s bands. This will be the biggest 80s party of the year. And it's going to be so much fun because you know all the songs.
Yeah, you do.
And between sure Flock of Seagulls, The Motels, Bow Wow Wow, Dramarama.
Jeez, Missing Persons, The Vapors, Escape Club, Wang Chung. This is a great lineup. Wow.
16 of the biggest 80s bands from that decade. Just partying all night long. So, here you go. Your chance to win tickets. We want you there. We've taken one of the artists. This clip is backwards. All you have to do is identify the song, which, by the way, I think sounds just as much forward as it does backwards. But here it is. Listen up. All you have to do is tell us the title of that song, starting with caller number 9 after we get through news and weather. I'm going to play it for you. Here it is one more time. So work on that. And if you can identify the title of that song from that clip we're playing backwards, be the ninth caller at 702-739-9636. But the phone lines are on hold right now. Once we get through news and weather, we'll look for caller number 9. Good luck. Give you a chance to win those tickets for Mike and Carla's second annual End of Summer Bash. Here we go. Identify this song by title from a clip we're playing backwards. Teresa, can you identify that clip by title that we're playing backwards?
Turning Japanese by The Vapors.
Yes!
Nice job!
Well done!
Nice job, girl!
You have a couple of tickets from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Going to join us at the second annual Mike and Carla End of Summer Bash. It's the Live 80s Tour presented by Finley Toyota. Hang on the line. We will tell you how to pick up the tickets. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Awesome. I can't wait. I listen every day.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Carla, I saw this story and I said, I have to do it just because of you. A kid in India was so mad his parents gave him a BMW instead of a Jaguar that he actually drove the BMW into a local river.
Well, good choice. Jeez.
And said, that's how I feel about that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God, Mom, Dad. Oh, BMW.
Yeah.
God, well, see? Typical BMW owner attitude,
I was hoping for a Jag, and you got me a BMW. Yeah. He wasn't a BMW driver.
Yeah.
That's why.
No, exactly.
Okay.
But he drove it like one, didn't he? Right into, you buffoon.
You'll love this. There's a company in England called Feel that's selling a new multivitamin, and it contains glitter. So when you go number two, it...
Uh-huh. You can say poop, Mike. When we poo.
I feel like I'm in grade school.
I have to go now.
Well, it'll sparkle.
Yeah.
And isn't that what you want your poop to do? Sparkle. Now, there have been pills
actually. Yes, that'd be great. I am a unicorn, in fact. Yes, I am.
You turn off all the lights.
Wow. And come here, you guys.
Look at this.
Come out to the porta potty. Check this out.
Now, there have been pills that have done this in the past, but...
Oh,
none
gosh.
That were actually a vitamin, so the vitamin helps you, but it makes your poop.
Oh, I love it.
Isn't that something we were missing out on?
Oh, man, I love that.
Yeah.
Between that and poopery and all that other stuff?
Yes, the poopery. Listen, a cop in Birmingham, Michigan caught a naked couple. They were having sex right there in the car.
Ooh.
And the car was parked right at police headquarters. So, yeah, how easy was that?
Nicely done.
Hello, you guys. You can't do that here. They were both cited for disorderly conduct. I don't know why. They're like 24 and 25. You got nowhere to go to do that? Times are tough, man.
Well, maybe they both live with mom and
maybe
dad.
Maybe so, and they had to just get away. It's a drag. And doctors were examining a man for knee pain. They discovered that his male organ was turning to bone.
Whoa!
When they checked his knee. Yeah. So one of two things. This guy either has really short thighs or, whoa, jeez. Oh, man. So, yeah, poor guy. I don't know. I guess a warning to all. So just be careful. Yeah.
What makes you check
poor
that?
Guy.
I know.
For a knee problem.
What's that?
I don't get it.
Knee
I don't
pain.
Know. I don't understand.
Knee pain. I know. Well, I don't know. I know. I don't know what doctor you're going to that you got it. Yeah, really? I have to take my pants
we're
off?
We're trying to connect
knee.
The dots on this one.
Yeah, well.
I have knee problems. Connect. Check my junk.
I don't know. Connect no further.
Like, come on.
I'm wondering if something was the knee pain was caused by something. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Orthos out there, you're chime in. Chime in, okay? Or I'll just leave it at really short thighs.
I think we've covered it all.
Whoa.
We discovered the third leg.
It's Monday. That is. Well, it's Monday.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call
Something Good.
This is just kind of a fun story. You know, we were just in Chicago. Most of you who listen, you know who Mike's team is when it comes to Chicago. He's a Sox fan. Latest Major League Baseball announcement is pretty much a dream come true for some of you sports fans out there. Field of Dreams. It's coming true as an homage to the movie, Kevin Costner movie. Major League Baseball building a temporary 8,000-person stadium on the actual patch of farmland that was used in the film. That stadium will be used for this. Now, it's being built right there on the movie site. They are, of course, adding seats and all of that stuff. And it starts tomorrow. Construction starts tomorrow.
Right.
Exactly 1 year before the game that will be taking place just about 30 years after the movie came out. And that will be the White Sox, the Chicago White Sox, Mike, and the New York Yankees.
Yes.
I know. I
See,
know.
It's
it.
Not going to be the Cubs.
Yeah. No, it's not. No, it's not. So, yeah. So, listen, I'm sure tickets are going to be scarce since there are only 8,000 seats. But think about getting those now if you want to go to that, because it's going to be really, really cool.
I'm hoping. First of all, I know it's the White Sox only because the movie featured that team.
That's
Shoeless
right.
Joe Jackson and all those guys.
Right.
The other thing is I hope they figure out a way to sell tickets or to get tickets out that's fair for everybody.
Right.
Not just the guys with the big bucks.
Yeah, I know.
And you know, the seats, like you said, only 8,000 seats, so you know they're going to be expensive.
Listen.
But I hope they do something.
Right.
Where little kids can go with their dads or their
so
families
cool.
or stuff
I agree.
Like that.
Because, listen, when we were in Chicago, everywhere I went into, it was like, is there any, there's another team here. Do you have White Sox? Oh, yeah. And there's a corner
in the
where
back.
There's dusty shirts that they're like, here's one. Do you want this one? Well, no. It's
typical.
An XXXL.
Typical.
Wow. Yeah, there's a corner. So this is going to be cool. Like I say, that was it's for a game 1 year. 1 year from tomorrow, August 13th, 2020.
Wow. That's going to be awesome.
It is.
Well, if you have a feel-good story that deals with you, maybe somebody you know, we want to hear about it. So we always tell you, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Wendy Rush going to be in. She'll have your next chance to win tickets for second annual End of Summer Bash and take a shot at winning that Alaskan cruise. She'll do that in the noon hours, so make sure you're listening. As we recap, well, we find out there's a lot of people as opposed to what Miley and Liam went through. They knew each other for 10 years. They get married, and after six.
I know.
Done.
I know. It's 8 months. That's
well,
it.
Eight months. But we talked to some couples that had been together 25, 30, 40 years.
Yes, and have not gotten married. Now, I suggested to all of them as they get older to marry because, you know, medical things.
Are you family?
No. Gotta have someone pick you up when you fall. Jeez. Oh.
And I guess it's not that unusual to have a party at your house and then put a porta potty outside your house.
Wow.
So all the people aren't just traipsing through the home to use your bathroom.
I love it. I really do. I love it.
If you want to hear that segment, we're going to separate that from everything else from our podcast because it was. We thought people would be going, is that guy nuts?
No.
And, last but not least, our back-to-school video.
Yeah.
We're talking about our favorite, our worst teachers, what school was like for us. We're going to have that posted in a little less than an hour from now.
Yeah.
Check that out on Facebook or on our website, either one. So that's it. All right?
Okay.
Have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind. And be careful driving through those school zones.
That's right.
And for the next week. First day of school.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.